Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman. My name is Ram Goldar, and today Masech Zvachim Dav Chav Dal. The second parakol is Zvachim Shekibu Daman. So the three Davs are going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Dav Tez Vav Amabes taught that if a Kohen performed Kabbalah while standing on a kli, an animal, or someone's feet, his avoda is invalid. A Braisa drives this law by comparing the Mikdash floor, which is Mukudeshes, it's sanctified, and the Klisharis, which is Mukudash. Just as there can be no Chetzitza between the Kohen and the Klisharis he uses for Avoda, so too, there cannot be a Chetzitza between the Kohen and the Mikdash floor during Avoda. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ragul achas al kli, ragul achas al ritzpah. If a Kohen stood with one of his feet on a utensil, and one of his feet on the floor, or one foot on a stone on top of the floor, and one foot on the floor, the rule is, koshi'u yinatel akli, v'dinatel ha'evin. Any case where if the utensil or stone were removed, yachul amud al ragul achas v'yavod, he would be able to stand on his one foot, which is on the floor, and perform avoda, his avoda is valid. If he could not stand on that foot, his avoda is invalid. Point number two, Rabbi Yami asks, Nidaldala Evan Ba'amadaleh, if a stone became loose and a cone stood on it, is his avoda valid? If he does not intend to reattach the stone, it is certainly a chetzitza. The question is where he does intend to reattach it. Do we say Kevin de Daito Chabra Kamad de Machabri Damya? Since he intends to attach it, it is considered already attached, so the cone is considered standing on the floor, or since it's currently detached, his avoda is invalid. A second version of this question is presented. Nekra Evan Va'amud Mimkoma, if a stone was removed from the floor and he stood in its place, is his avoda valid? Because Rabbi Ami did not ask about the entire Azara floor, it's clear that he knew the Ad Arz, the Dahoma Kaddish, that David sanctified the ground until the earth of the deep, not just the surface. Rather, his question was, Derech Sheris Bekach, is this an appropriate manner of service to stand in a hole in the floor, or is this not Derech Sheris? The Gemara concludes, Teku, let the question stand unresolved. And point number three, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol makom shenemar etzba v'kohuna eino ela yomin. Wherever a finger and kohuna are stated in a pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from Matzor, where the pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires yomin. Since the pasuk of Kemitza only mentions kohuna, and Kemitza with the left hand is pasul, Rabbi clarifies that wherever either etzba or kohuna is written, it means to require yomin. Abai asked Rava that regarding Halachas Hevar Makevesh, bringing the limbs of a carbon to the ramp of the Mizbeach, the Pasuk mentions Kahuna, yet some limbs of the carbon Tamid were carried in their left hands. Rava answered that this rule only applies to something which is Ma'akiv the Kapara, similar to the procedure of the Matzora. Regarding Kabbalah, where the Pasuk mentions Kahuna, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah invalidates Kabbalah done with the left hand, but Rabbi Shimon validates it. The Gemara ultimately explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that Kohuna does not require Yamin, only Etzba does. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon allows Zrika to be done with the left hand. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amud Beis taught that if a Kohen performed Kabbalah while standing on a kli, an animal, or someone's feet, his avoda is invalid. A Braisa drives this law by comparing the Mikdash floor, which is Mukudeshes, it's sanctified, and the Klisharis, which is Mukudash. Just as there can be no Chetzitza between the Kohen and the Klisharis he uses for avoda, so too, there cannot be a Chetzitza between the Kohen and the Mikdash floor during avoda. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ragul achas al kli, ragul achas al ritzpah. If a Kohen stood with one of his feet on a utensil, and one of his feet on the floor, or one foot on a stone on top of the floor, and one foot on the floor, the rule is, koshi'u yinatel akli, v'dinatel ha'evin. Any case where if the utensil or stone were removed, yachul amud al ragul achas v'yavod, he would be able to stand on his one foot, which is on the floor, and perform avoda, his avoda is valid. If he could not stand on that foot, his avoda is invalid. Point number two, Rabbi Yami asks, Nidaldala Evan Ba'amadaleh, if a stone became loose and a cone stood on it, is his avoda valid? If he does not intend to reattach the stone, it is certainly a chetzitza. The question is where he does intend to reattach it. Do we say Kevin de Daito Chabra Kamad de Machabri Damya? Since he intends to attach it, it is considered already attached, so the cone is considered standing on the floor, or since it's currently detached, his avoda is invalid. A second version of this question is presented. Nekra Evan Va'amud Mimkoma, if a stone was removed from the floor and he stood in its place, is his avoda valid? Because Rabbi Ami did not ask about the entire Azara floor, it's clear that he knew the Ad Arz, the Dahoma Kaddish, that David sanctified the ground until the earth of the deep, not just the surface. Rather, his question was, Derech Sheris Bekach, is this an appropriate manner of service to stand in a hole in the floor, or is this not Derech Sheris? The Gemara concludes, Teku, let the question stand unresolved. And point number three, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol makom shenemar etzba v'kohuna eino elo yomin. Wherever a finger and kohuna are stated in a pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from Matzor, where the pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires yomin. Since the pasuk of kemitzah only mentions kohuna, and kemitzah with the left hand is pasul, Rava clarifies that wherever either etzba or kohuna is written, it means to require yomin. Abai asks Rava that regarding halachas hevar makevesh, bring the limbs of a carbon to the ramp of the mizbeach, the pasuk mentions kohuna, yet some limbs of the carbon talmid were carried in their left hands. Rava answers that this rule only applies to something which is ma'akav the kapara, similar to the procedure of the matzorah. Regarding Kabbalah, where the pasuk mentions kahuna, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah invalidates Kabbalah done with the left hand, but Rabbi Shimon validates it. The Gemara ultimately explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that kahuna does not require yamin, only etzba does. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon allows zrika to be done with the left hand. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chav Dalet, and our standard Siman is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The Kohen balancing with one foot on a pitcher and one foot on the floor of the Mikdash yelled to one friend that the blood he caught in the Kli Shari's pitcher while standing on a stone that was attached was invalid. While the Kohen used his left hand to do kemitzah from a Kli Shari's pitcher was also told that this was invalid because the pasuk says, kahuna. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen balancing with one foot on a pitcher, that must be on Daf Chav Dalet, kud. The Kohen balancing with one foot on a pitcher and one foot on the floor of the Mikdash, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ragul achas al kliv, ragul achas al ritzpa. If a Kohen stood with one of his feet on a utensil and one of his feet on the floor, or one foot on a stone on top of the floor and one foot on the floor, the rule is, kol she'ilu yinato al kliv, yinato al even. Any case where if the utensil or stone were removed, he would be able to stand on his one foot, which is on the floor, and perform avoda, his avoda is valid. If he could not stand on that foot, his avoda is invalid. So the Kohen balancing with one foot on a pitcher and one foot on the floor of the Mikdash yelled to one of his friends that the blood he caught in the Kli Shari's pitcher while standing on a stone that was detached was invalid, which reminds us, Rabbi Ami asked, Nildula ha'evin va'amad aleha, if a stone became loose and a Kohen stood on it, is his avoda valid? If he does not intend to reattach the stone, it is certainly a chatzitza. The question is where he does intend to reattach it. Do we say, kevin de daitu l'chabra k'mad m'chabra damya? Since he intends to attach it, it's considered already attached, so the Kohen is considered standing on the floor, or since it is currently detached, his avoda is invalid. So the Kohen balancing with one foot on a pitcher and one foot on the floor of the Mikdash yelled to one of his friends that the blood he caught in the Kli Shari's pitcher while standing on a stone that was detached was invalid. While the Kohen who used his left hand to do kemitzah from a Kli Shari's pitcher was also told that this was invalid because the pasuk says kahuna, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol makom shenemar etzba v'kohuna eino elo yomin. Wherever a finger and kahuna are stated in a pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from Matzor, where the pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires yomin. Since the pasuk of kemitzah only mentions kahuna, and kemitzah with the left hand is pasul, Rava clarifies that wherever either etzba or kahuna is written, it means to require yomin. So once again, the Kohen balancing with one foot on a pitcher and one foot on the floor of the Mikdash yelled to one of his friends that the blood he caught in the Kli Shari's pitcher while standing on a stone that was detached was invalid. While the Kohen used his left hand to do kemitzah from a Kli Shari's pitcher was also told that this was invalid because the pasuk says kahuna. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf chaf. So the siman daf chaf is a cafe. So here goes. Well, one employee at the cafe, that must be more daf chaf. Well, one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the key or washing station with the waters left overnight, which reminds us, Rav Dimi reported that Ilfa asked, according to the opinion that Lina does not disqualify Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, may ki or maushi yapaslu, do the kiyor's waters become disqualified overnight? Do we say that since these waters will be used for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which is not disqualified overnight, so the kiyor's waters similarly remain valid, or perhaps since they were sanctified in the Kli Shari's, meaning the kiyor, they become disqualified with Lina like all items sanctified in the Kli Shari's? So while one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the key or washing station with the waters left overnight, the employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav L'Trumas Hadeshen. If one sanctified his hands and feet before daybreak for the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach, he does not need to be Mekadosh them again after daybreak, Shekvar Kiddush Metchilas Avoda, because he already sanctified them at the beginning of that day's Avoda. So while one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the Kira washing station with the waters left overnight, the employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again. Unlike the cafe owner who returned after going home in the middle of the night, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, does Yetzia, leaving the Azor, disqualify Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Assuming Lina does not disqualify Kiddush, is that because he didn't separate himself from doing Avoda of a Yetzia Deparish, but leaving, whereby he separates himself from doing Avoda, Asuch Mesach Taite, he certainly removes his attention from the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim and requires a new Kiddush? Or do we say that since he can return to the Azara, he's not Mesiach Das from his Kiddush? Daf Chaf Alf, so the Sim Daf Chaf Alf is a car. So here goes. The Kiyor race car team, race car. That must be more on Daf Chaf Alf, ka. The Kiyor race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kiyor to save time, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Malo Kaddish Yadav Ragla B'Kiyor, what is the halacha? Whether a Kohen can sanctify his hands and feet by immersing them in the Kiyor, since the Pasuk says to wash me menu from it, does that imply V'lo B'socho, but not inside it? Or does it even allow for immersion in the Kiyor? Our proof is suggestive of a Braisa, but it's rejected. So the Kiyor race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kiyor to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their Kiyor-shaped car from its submersion, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that once the Kiyor is submerged before Shkia, it's not raised again until daybreak. Although he holds, like Rav Chisda, that it may be used at night for avoda with a varim, he holds Gezer Shikua, a decree requiring the Kiyor submersion the entire night to ensure it would be submerged at daybreak. When he holds, the unsubmerged Mekiyor would be disqualified. So, the Kiyor race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kiyor to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their Kiyor-shaped car from its submersion, which had enough water to sanctify all four members of the team at once, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, Kol kiyor she'en bo kedei l'kadosh arba kohanim mimenu, a kiyor which does not have sufficient water to be mekadosh four kohanim's hands and feet from it, ein mekadoshim bo, the kohanim cannot sanctify themselves with it at all, because the pasuk says, v'rachasu mimenu Moshe va'aron uvanav, Moshe, Aaron, and his sons will wash their hands and feet from it, totaling four people. Daf Chabez, so the Siman Daf Chabez is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The bored cab drivers, that must be on Daf Chabez. The bored cab drivers sitting around the company Kiyor, who are pouring coffee into the Kiyor and taking water out of it, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, call mashim l'me mikveh, any substance which can complete the requisite water of a mikveh, which is 40 saw, mashim l'me Kiyor, can complete the requisite water for the Kiyor. Rav Papa concludes that Reish Lakish referred to nasan saw v'natol saw, where one put a saw of liquid other than water into a full mikveh, and then removed a saw from the mikveh. Although the mikveh now contains less than 40 saw of water, the other liquid is batel to the valid mikveh, which remains valid after some of its water is removed. This process can be used for mikveh as well. So the bored cab driver sitting around the company Kiyor, who were pouring coffee into the Kiyor and taking water out of it, and a rabbi who was stopping the flow of spring water to the Kiyor because it doesn't need Mayim Chaim, which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokas if mikveh must be Mayim Chaim. So the bored cab driver sitting around the company Kiyor, who were pouring coffee into the Kiyor and taking water out of it, and a rabbi who was stopping the flow of spring water to the Kiyor because it doesn't need Mayim Chaim, were awed by the elders of the south who were walking with the Kohen Tami Meis, who just came from bringing a Karban Yachid, which reminds us, the Zikney Darim said that the Mishnah which invalidates a voda performed by Tame only applies to someone tamei from a sheretz, but regarding a tamei mei, someone contaminated by a corpse, mitok shem meratz betzibur, since he makes communal karbonos acceptable through his avoda, meratz nami biyachid, he also makes private karbonos acceptable. Although a karbon yachid is forbidden for any tamei to bring, even a tamei meis, the tzitz of the kohen gadol validates it, b'di'evit. Daf chav gimel, so the simon daf chav gimel is kugelach. So here goes. At the Tower Kugelach Championship, kugelach, that must be on daf chav gimel. At the Tower Kugelach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried sheretz that no one knew about was still in the game, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that the tzitz is not meratz for tumas aguf, tuma of the body. This seems to contradict the Zikne Darum, who hold a carbon may be brought on behalf of an owner who is tummy sheretz, and hold that even if he's a tummy mace, the Pesach is valid if it was already brought. The Gemara answers that this Mishnah refers to a Kohen who became Tami from a Sheretz, whose Avoda is invalid. The Gemara objects that the Sefer of the Mishnah states that if he was Tami with Tumas at the home, Tumah of the deep, which is previously unknown Tumah, that Tzitz is Meratza, based on Halacha Moshe Mesinai. According to the Zikne Darum, the Mishnah is discussing Tumah Sheretz. So at the Tara Kugelach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried sherds that no one knew about was still in the game, as was the other player, even though he was playing on behalf of a Tommy Mace, because the tzitz was Maratze, which reminds us, the Pasuk says regarding the tzitz, it bears Avon HaKadshim, the sin of sacred offerings. This cannot refer to Avoda with intent of Chutz Kon Koma or Chutz Lazman, because they're both invalid. It must refer to the sin of Tuma, Shehutra Makalot B'tzibur, which has an exception to its general prohibition for a communal carbon, which may be brought in a state of Tuma. Since Tumas Sheretz is never waived for a carbon tzibur, this must refer to Tumas Mace, teaching that a Pesach is valid b'dieved if it was brought for someone tamei, thus disproving Rami Bar Chama. The Gemara answers that the Braisa actually refers to Tumas Sheretz b'shem Tuma ba'olam, and the Braisa means that the general category of Tuma has a leniency of being waived for a carbon tzibur, although the specific Tuma of a Sheretz is not. So at the Tara Kugelach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried Sheretz that no one knew about was still in the game, as was the other player, even though he was playing on behalf of a Tommy Mace, because the tzitz was Maratze, until they were both disqualified for playing sitting by the judge, who yelled, "Amod u'shares, stand up and serve," which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amabes taught that the avoda of Yoshev, someone sitting, is invalid. Rav Nachman explains that the pasuk which says the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose the kohen la'amod u'shares, to stand and to serve, implies la'mida b'charti v'lo yeshiva, I chose him for standing but not for sitting. A brisa says this pasuk teaches mitzvah, the requirement to stand. So when another pasuk says ha'omdim, who stand before Hashem, shana lava kasav la'akev, the pasuk thereby repeated this requirement to make it critical to avoda. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf to be going that the source that avoda of a yoshev is invalid is from la'amod u'shares? That's on daf chav gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf to win that doing kmitzah with the left hand is possible because the pasuk says kahuna? That's on daf chav dalad. Good. Number 3. Which daf to discuss the requirement to submerge the cure the entire night? That's on daf Chafalav. Good. Number 4. Which daf to discuss which tumasah to home applies? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf to machokas of lina moelis bekidush yadayim raglaim, whether the passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet, thus requiring a new kiddush? That's on daf Yates. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that the tzitzis maratzim are avon akadshim, meaning tuma, which is hutra makwala? That's on daf chav gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss big de kahuna, which are too long or too short, and begadim raised with the avnate? That's on daf yudches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do discuss what the din is if a kohen stood on a detached floor stone in the base of Mikdash or in its empty space? That's on daf chav dalad. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that if a kohen hediyot wears the begadim of a kohen gadol, his avoda is invalidated? That's on daf yudches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss whether the avoda is valid if a kohen stood with one of his feet on a kli and the other foot on the floor of the base of Mikdash? That's on daf chav dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.